Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Ryan or Die. Charles Dillinger, what up?
King Rock, man.
J Chronicles. Nah.
We got Ms. Mika in the mix.
Yeah.
Erica Arthur spin the hits. Quita V up on the line.
What?
Heavy Sunday nights of time.
Night.
All sophistication, black and magic making any reppin' grind or die. First day of the week, from 7 to 9 is the Divas time to shine. From the first record that's on.
What?
My Divas do it, how you rockin' to it? Come and join my ladies in the zone.
What?
Hear them voices, then you gone.
What?
Need undivided attention. Everything from politics to cosmetology, you can come and hear the mention. This is gon' talk at its best. Here go that number so you can connect. 323-693-3043. 323-693-3043. 323-693-3043. 323-693-3043. Radio
Divas.
Yeah. Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah.
Radio Divas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan or Die.
Radio Divas. The Ride.
Baby, I got something to show you. Keep it to myself no more. And baby, I got something you can feel, boy. I wanna give it to you. Take your time, I won't bite unless you want.
Hey, G Cole, what's going on with that little shout out you met about 3 weeks ago?
I've been Radio
Ladies,
DJ.
That's how you get the Sunday started, right? Get you right in the mood.
Yes, sir.
That's definitely what's up. Yeah. This your boy, Jit Chronicles. This is another episode of Radio Divas. I will be filling in for your girl, Miss Mika, until she arrives. I'm in the building with the lovely ladies tonight, Miss Erica Arthur. How you doing, daughter?
I'm still getting over this horrible cold, but I feel good. Real, real good on the inside.
That's what's up. That's what's up. You get well soon. Miss Quita V, check in with us one time. How you doing tonight, darling?
Happy, happy Sunday, everyone. And I'm so happy you're feeling better, Miss Erica. And you sound sexy and lovely as always, my dear.
She does. She actually does.
And your husband don't
You make
but
it
I would definitely like to take the temperature
blessed.
Today. Let me tell y'all what I did today.
That's what's going on. Tell us what you did
actually,
all week.
Actually, well, I would like to definitely give a special shout out to the apple of my eye, my pretty little daughter. She turned 7 yesterday.
Yay!
Yay!
Happy birthday.
Yes, and
happy
March
birthday,
11th, it snowed on her birthday here. So that was classic. She definitely had a frozen birthday, so everything was great. I'd like to give a shout out to my cousin, Bones Malone, Jeffrey. That's his brand, Bones Malone, my little model. His birthday is today. I am actually leaving his function right now. They definitely, we actually had a family reunion today. It was unexpected.
Oh,
it's funny how you
awesome.
Go around a couple of people and have a conversation and, you know, aunties and uncles start popping up in the conversation and we're all related. So it was a great day.
That is dope. And happy
beautiful
day as well.
Yeah, productive and busy. I love that. That's what's going on.
Yes.
All right, now, Miss Erica,
you?
I thought we know you. Exactly. We know you are under the weather, darling, but you want to fill us in on the little things? Did you just stay in bed all week? Are you been recuperating? How has your week been?
What'd you say, sweetie? You had what?
No, I was saying, did you stay in the bed all week and recuperate? You know, we know you're feeling a little bit under the weather. I was going to ask you how your week was.
Thank you. I wish I could stay in bed and recuperate. And that's probably why it took so long for me to, you know, really just to really get better because I didn't stop working. I didn't miss one day of work. I didn't miss one day of anything. You know, life still goes on.
Absolutely.
One thing that did happen that we celebrated, my husband and I, we celebrated our 19th wedding anniversary on March 7th.
Wow. Happy anniversary.
And so, yeah, thank you so much.
Wow.
So the funny part is that I surprised him by actually getting the night off. And I do the suicide crisis prevention training. So I let them know that I won't be there because I'm going to surprise my husband for our 19th wedding anniversary. He came home from work with my cold.
Oh,
so we
man.
Were like, old people. We were like,
yeah.
Old people, all pitiful. Me, him, and our two kids were like watching old Blackish episodes we had missed. So it was a good family time, but I was like, this is not romantic. Fix is not romantic. We need other
That's
oils.
Funny.
At least you were someone you wanted to be with.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, but
nevertheless,
but
happy
yeah.
anniversary, though, sis. That's
Thank
amazing.
You.
19
yes.
years, that is a beautiful thing.
That's beautiful.
Black love.
Thank you.
Love
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Together for 23. So it went by fast, I can honestly say that.
Yeah.
No doubt. Okay, so ladies, I wanted to do something a little different. Mika didn't actually have a topic, so I wanted to throw something in. Kind of going upon a conversation that I had with a guy and his fiance a couple of nights ago. We was talking about single parenting and how does that affect a child growing up when they become a man or a woman. And I can tell y'all, for me, I've never had a stable father in the home. Now, it's always been my mom. You know, I'm not going to say a man never was there to help us out, but I never had a stable father figure. And I feel like I turned out good, you know, even though I don't know what it's like to have
excellent.
A two-parent home. You understand what I'm saying?
You
so, ladies,
out.
You know, we don't have to
excellent.
Get too yeah, we don't have to get too deep with it, but I just want to know what's y'all thoughts in general on single parenting. Pros, cons.
Well, Queen of V, I'm going to say it again. You turned out excellent, Jit. Let's just make that clear. Let the record show.
Thank you, sis.
Yes, yes. Queen of V, you there, mommy?
I am here.
Can you take it first, mom?
I could, definitely. Well, me personally, I did not grow up in the typical household. I grew up, I always had influential men and women in my life. I didn't always necessarily have the typical, you know, mother and father. I knew my mother, but I wasn't around her until my older years in life. We're really just now starting to get a relationship now, not because we never wanted one, but because a lot of dynamics in the Black family home that a lot of people don't talk about, it just happens that way a lot of times. And I think it's very important for people out there who are raising children as a single parent to make sure that they relay the message to their children so they understand. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter who comes around, who doesn't come around. You are loved, and you still have to move forward with your life. You still have to learn yourself. You can't hold any grudges against anybody for what they do. You can't hold other people accountable for what they don't hold accountable for themselves. Mm. You know, and that's something really important. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm currently a single mother myself, and my children's father and I, we don't always have the best relationship, but at the same time, I can't let that get in the way of what I saw in him as a man that made me want to be with him in the first place. Just like can't let that affect him when it comes to our children. You know, no matter how we're feeling about each other, I'm never going to sit there and be like, you know, oh, you know, go to your daddy, he this and this, or your father this, your father that. It doesn't matter how I'm feeling. At the end of the day, that's your father. You know, I know he loves you by his actions that he shows you. Now, whatever he shows you, that's on him. Don't put it on me. Just like whatever I show you, you can't put that on nobody else. It's on me.
That's well said.
No.
Very well said.
Definitely. That's a great topic. My bad.
it's a great topic for real.
Great topic. Yeah, because I feel like that's something that should be talked about, because a lot of single parents out there, you know, as many single parents out there, we don't really have that comfort zone to really even have time to talk about certain things. We might be going through something that someone else might be going through, or maybe that they conquered or survived, and, you know, that might be an important story, you know. So I think it's important for single parents to focus more on how can they be a better parent for their children versus everything else that a lot of people focus on. And it's hard. It's hard. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying it's easy. Trust me. I have to check myself about 15 seconds a day. So, you know, but it's not impossible, because when you look in your children's eyes, you can't tell me that you don't want to give them everything that you can possibly yourself.
And I'm going to say this too, ladies, real quick. For those who are raised in a home that has the mother and the father, I feel like that's a blessing, because look here, I'm 34 years old, and some people be like, you know, my mom and dad, and I'm like, they live in the same house. I'm blown away about that, because that's not how
that's
I was raised.
Talk.
You know, so that's nothing short of a blessing.
Yeah,
I agree.
And never take that for granted. I don't care how much
never
your parents are younger. Never
yeah.
take it for granted, because there's always somebody out there looking at you, wishing that they could have had that opportunity for
my
at least
God.
1 week in their life.
Absolutely.
1 week.
Mm. Wow.
And it's sad
I,
that it's
I,
really rare.
It is. It is. Quita, thank you so much for taking that. First, this cold is kicking my behind, so I apologize. Thank you for that. And Jit, I think it's a great topic. Thank you for that. I want to say a few things about it. The first thing is, I think it's why that person is a single parent makes a difference. I think that has a lot to do with it. And I also think it also depends on what the other parent says about the absent parent. That makes a big difference in how the child processes their experience. So my parents, you know, I'm from Brooklyn, so dad, you know, they grew up in dad grew up in Bushwick, Brooklyn. Mom grew up in Bed-Stuy. And I remember them getting married, 19. Mommy was 19, daddy was 21. And they were married for 15 years. He was only, like, what, 33, going on 34? But God decided to call him home early. He died due to heart failure.
Wow.
And I remember experiencing what it felt like to grow up in that household. They waited, like, you know, 5 years before having me. They were homeowners. He was a singer, nights and weekends, a commodities broker by day. You know, so it's picture perfect back in the day, you know. Everything
Absolutely.
Was fine. But my mom had to, I'll never forget the day she came home to tell us that daddy wasn't coming home from the hospital this time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I lived both of those experiences, having my mom and dad in the home, a musical hands-on father who was cool, who actually saw Miles Davis live and perform and, you know, in Brooklyn in the whole Renaissance era, and only to turn around and then be in the middle of the hood with no dad. And so, you know, it's me and my brothers, just the two of us, and our experiences growing up were different because,
mm-hmm.
you know, mommy made sure that both of us had everything. And there was, my mommy wasn't dating like that, but there were all, you know, family friends who would, you know,
yeah.
you know, pitch in and older cousins. But I do remember the look on my brother's face, the times that the family friends couldn't make it or forgot to call. They may go to see wrestling at Madison Square Garden, and my brother would be still sitting on the steps waiting Saturday afternoon sometimes.
Wow.
So
I've
seen it both ways.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen it both ways. I think it depends on how that person is processing the experience. If you keep bad talking to other parents, that makes them bitter too. You got to be careful what you say, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think that makes a difference.
We appreciate you for sharing your story too, Erica. That's nothing but love. That's what's up.
Definitely.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. All right. It's Radio Divas. If you want to hit up the ladies, 323-693-3043 be the number, or you can log on to the official website. That's groundhogradio.com. We have an exclusive interview with hip-hop, rap, pop, recording artist, and writer, Collab. He's going to be in the building in a few minutes, ladies. He's working on some amazing projects with Team Bigger Rankin and Miss Mika, so we definitely going to chop it up with him. But right now, we're going to take it to the phone lines. 870 is your area code, and your last four is 9726. You're live with the Radio Divas. Who we got?
Caller,
870.
Hello.
9726 is your last four. You're live on Radio Divas.
Got it.
Maybe
no.
she got a phone on you. Yeah. We're going to come back to her. She queued
okay.
in. Yeah, we'll definitely come back to her later. We're going to keep this thing moving because we got your boy Collab coming in the building in just a few more minutes. So we're going to get to the next track of the night. And it's your boy Tay Kelly. We'd appreciate you. Keep it locked. The Radio
Yay.
Beats.
Savage life that I was living been alleviated, and I ain't deviating. Know I've been reaching lately, like I lost my phone, like I lost my key. You know we both crazy. You tell me about me, you keep that G, but I appreciate you. You always down putting up with me, but I appreciate you. Yeah, I appreciate you. You know what's up, this ain't just love, so might be love.
This ain't just love, so might be love. You hold me down no matter what.
I got your back, you know what's up. This ain't just love, so might be love. Well, my kid don't know it's love, huh? I've been on some shit like that, might put a ring on it, ayy. On my king shit, gotta put my queen on it, ayy. I've been having dreams about you dressed in all white, ayy. Honey, move quick, I've been stroking all night, girl. Haters gon' doubt that, you know they jealous. Trust can't go without that, but you, I don't doubt that. Even with the fellas, knowing you would never do me wrong. That's why I never, ever, ever leave you alone.
Looking at your smile, thinking, I do appreciate you. Touching on your body, drive you crazy. Know you appreciate me. I used to play them silly games, but girl, I swear you changed me. I want you with me, change the lane. You're my forever lady.
And I appreciate you, my love for you is forever true. You stuck with me like super glue. Nothing for you that I wouldn't do.
You're
my
Bonnie,
I'm your Clyde. Rap for a nigga, call shots for a nigga, girl. You're my ride or die. Promise I will give you the world. Oh, girl, I appreciate you.
Travi,
I do.
I swear I do.
All right, it's Radio Divas live in the building with Miss Quita V and Erica Arthur. Ladies, were y'all feeling that last track? Shout outs to Tay Kelly.
Oh, I'm shouting Tay out now. That's my boo.
You shouting him out. I was going to say, wait a minute. Y'all weren't feeling it?
No.
Yeah. He's a great artist.
Words. No, not only that, he had good common sense. That was one of my favorites. Interviews, he's a gentleman, he's articulate, he's kind, he has wisdom, and yeah, I already tweeted, I'm on Instagram now, we showing much love. That's how we do here, we show love even after
Absolutely.
They have already left the building.
Mm-hmm. And we just interviewed Tay on Grand Hard Radio a couple of nights ago, and he killed that interview, you know, so shout outs to him, man, and make sure y'all go out and support that good brother, good dude. All right, ladies, sound like we have our guest of the night in the building. I want y'all to give it up for recording artist and writer. It's your boy, Collab, live in the building.
How y'all doing?
Collab, what's good with you, bro?
Man,
what
man,
it do, good
chilling.
Brother?
Yo, how y'all doing? Slow motion.
Oh, my goodness. And his regular voice sounds just as good as his singing voice. This is going to be a problem.
The ladies will get you, Collab. They'll get you.
I'm going to go back and get the horn.
Yeah. And that's what I would like to say first and foremost on behalf of the panel over here at Radio Divas. Bro, we do appreciate you taking time out your schedule tonight to come kick it with us on Radio Divas.
Oh, always.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, so I'm going to start off the interview. Once again, I am filling in for your girl, Miss Beaker. You know what I'm saying? But collab, I want to start off the interview by asking, like, how did you get your start in the music industry? What was that moment that let you knew that, hey, this is something that I want to do and make a career out of?
I think always I knew that this is something that I wanted. But for the most part, like the last 3 years, something would not let me work for somebody else. Just I couldn't do it. I just was going in. I was battling with myself. I'm like, you need to, you know, you get one life. If you don't go for it, you know what I mean? It's wasted. So I just took it serious and started touring. And then, once I started getting a reaction and even some of the hate, you know what I mean? I love it. So it just made me go harder. And, I'm not going to stop.
Absolutely. So for a person that's never heard of your music, bro, before, how would you describe your sound?
Not boxed in. Original. Something different.
Yeah.
Like different. We love different over here at Grand Hard Radio.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so give me some musical influences. You know, what are your musical inspirations? Like, who influenced you?
I'm going to start off with Al Green, because Al Green is from the same city and state I'm from, and he had a different voice, you know, that made a huge impact in the industry. I can go all the way to, you know, you catch me listening to, I can listen to Tupac and then be listening to Garth Brooks. If the music catch me, it just catch me. I love
like
music. So it could be, you know, Taylor Swift could be on, or Beyonce could be on, or Ice Cube could be on. It's just, you know, I just love music. If I vibe with it, I vibe with it.
That's respect. I can definitely respect that. All right, any upcoming albums, mixtapes, or performances that the folks should know about? Like, what you working on next? What projects you
doing? I have Nocturnal Notes available now on all digital handles, all major streams. You can catch that anywhere online. And I just got off of a 14-day, 20-city tour with Big Hef. And my next show is I'll be doing the SW with Bigger Rankin.
That's major. Wow, wow.
Yay, it's dope. Awesome.
From there on, I just want to basically perform wherever I can and get it in however I can.
No doubt.
You're on your grind.
I got to be.
Yeah.
Okay, so Collab, I'm going to kick one more question to you before I pass it over to the ladies. I want to know, what advice would you give a person that's trying to make it in the industry? What would you tell that person?
First and foremost, never give up on yourself. That's just first and foremost. Don't ever stop doing what you love and grinding for what you and your heart know you need to be doing. Secondly, it's all about relationships. You need to guide those relationships and, you know, treat people the way they need to be treated. You know, form some good relationships, and that's 90% of the battle. And just just keep going. You know, you gotta grind and meet the right people, and it's nothing that's just gonna happen. You know, I've been singing my whole life. You know, I sung at my kindergarten graduation, my sixth grade graduation, all the way up, you know, and it's just, you can't stop. You gotta build good relationships and really be serious about what you're doing.
Definitely agree. Well, good brother, I appreciate you taking time answering my questions. I'm going to pass it over to the ladies, and I'm going to throw it to Miss Quita V.
For sure, for sure.
Hi!
Hey.
Well, I definitely appreciate the advice that you gave. And one of my first questions is, at what point in your life did that advice become important to you? When did you realize that was advice worth taking?
Good question.
I realized more recent than, you know, probably in the past year. You know, I had the attitude of, I've been working so hard, and I've opened up for this person, and I've done this, but none of that matters if you're not you know, linking up with the right people and taking, you know, having a progressive attitude towards what you want to do. So I say in the last year or two, I really understood the importance of relationships when you're trying to do something big.
That is good. That is good. I feel like relationships are definitely good. A lot of people only look at really certain aspects when it comes to relationships, not the full perspective when it comes to making things happen. Because you really, you know, even though we do have to stand on our own 10 toes and everybody's proud of that, sometimes we have to remember and keep in mind our roles are our roles. And sometimes we need to seek other roles to make certain projects happen when you're looking at the bigger picture. So it's definitely good to make sure you stay optimistic. I think with a lot of artists, it's hard for artists to reach out to other people because it is a grimy world when it comes to doing things. But when you do stay positive and focus on the bigger picture like yourself, you get further. And I appreciate that. I appreciate that for real.
Thank you.
But I have another question also. So I see you, you do get around a lot. And my question to you is, how is it easy for you to adjust when you get around different people and, you know, when lifestyle starts picking up and everything? Or how do you cope with moving around like that?
Well, me personally, that's why the album is titled Nocturnal Notes, because I don't sleep. I feel like I'm missing something. I feel like it's somebody else trying to work harder than me. And so even if I lay down, I pop back up like I'm, you know, missing my graduation or something. So it's like I just
definitely
when I get around other people, like recently what really let me know, we had a show. It was the 20th anniversary of Biggie's death. We was in New York. That was amazing. And we was in the Bronx, the birthplace of hip hop. And so me being a singer and getting the love that I got in the South Bronx just really let me know, like, I mean, I could be in the suburbs or I could be over here in the hood.
That's
like,
right.
Wherever I go, you know, they appreciate the music. And so I'm good with people. You know, when I meet people, I'm just a genuine person. Genuine, I'm real. I'm not going to lie or hold my tongue or be fake, you know. So I think that carries over and people get that when they meet me. Wherever we may be at.
That's right.
Definitely. Now you say you don't sleep. A lot of people out there say they don't sleep. So my question to you is, when you are awake, what are you doing? Like, what keeps you productive?
My vision board, my grind. Like, if I just pop up at a club or a venue and just, you know, to the point where, you know, I spend a lot on the production and everything with my CD, and I'm giving them now because I want people to hear. You know, I'll take that. It's not so much about money right now. It's about getting the product out there. So when I'm not asleep, I could be at Meijer, grocery store, you know, linking with people or a club or a venue. Last night, DJ The Breakfast Club, DJ Envy, was in Grand Rapids the night after I got back, and I was invited up there. So I went up there and, you know, kind of kicked it with the people from my city and got some more people familiar with what I got going on. So I'm just always moving around. I might be out of college. I'm just moving. I got to move.
Productive. Being productive. I love that.
Yeah. Well, I ask these questions because I'm sure you know there are definitely a lot of people that listen to the radio show, aspiring artists as yourself, and there's a lot of people that sometimes they might have all the pieces to the puzzle on one end, and then they might be lacking something else. So it's good for them to hear people like yourself who are established, and you know, you're paving the way for a lot of people, and I want to say thank you because you are the type of person that you're doing it the right way. You know what I mean? I feel like that should definitely be acknowledged and commended because there are a lot of people out there that they don't necessarily try to lead people in the right direction or not necessarily lead, but give them the tools where they can lead themselves. So hats off to you, and I definitely salute you.
Hats off to y'all, because if it wasn't for outlets like y'all, I wouldn't even get to give my 2 cents or even have somewhere.
We appreciate that. We appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Miss Lady E, you got any questions for your boy Collab?
Yes. Hi, Collab. How are you?
Good, good. How you doing?
Wonderful. So glad that you're with us. So there's a few things that you said that I want to kind of go back to. You made mention, number one, of how just basically being on that 9-to-5 grind or working 3 years ago, you just couldn't do it anymore. And you said, you know, you really got to follow your passion. Tell me more about that. What was the defining moment there?
Okay. With that, the defining moment was really my mom got diagnosed with uterine cancer stage 4. And I had to take some time off of work. And she had got sick again, and I went to take some more time. And their response to me was, we already gave you some time. Now, I'm not with that. I'm not with that. It's always my family over anything. So when they did that, that let me know that was God telling me, go ahead, get out of here. It don't matter about the pay. You got to go pave the way so that one day you can look back and say you made a sacrifice, you know, to actually get to a different place. You know, you got to do something different to get something. So as good as the pay was and as good as all of that was, I jumped and I left. It was a mix between anger, you know, because it was so many emotions running with my mom being sick, and then they wanted to act like I wasn't one of their hardest workers. So, you know, I just chucked up the deuces and kept it moving.
I think I wanted to hear what caused that, because I know there comes a time where there comes a shift, and salute to you for making that decision. I know it's a difficult decision to make. I've been in something similar to that as well. Your mom, how is she doing at this particular juncture? Or has she's
doing better now.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
They can't find any trace of it.
Thank you, Lord.
That's
So you won. That was a win-win for you.
Yeah, win-win. Yeah.
Awesome. I want to hear more about this shift a year or two ago in terms of relationships. Is that part of what fueled that as well? That paradigm shift when you also mentioned not only nocturnal notes and you know, touring, and but is that kind of what fueled that as well?
As far as leaving work or
right. Well, after you left work about 3 years ago to care for your mom with cancer, in the last year or two, there was even more of a change in terms of your building relationships with something that you mentioned more than once. Was that because of what you experienced with your mom, just recognizing the brevity of life, the possibility of the brevity of life, or was there anything else that fueled your passion with relationships and building with people as you travel extensively?
I guess I've seen the impact of having good relationships with people, whether that can be a business relationship, that can be family, that can be, you know, a better half, you know, just the better you keep the communication and, you know what I mean, the realness in the relationship is just going to continue to build. And that's something that I just noticed even watching people on tour when I wasn't, you know, when I first went on tour a few years ago and I wasn't, when I was just kind of sitting back watching, I seen that, you know, you can't just go in and think, yo, I think that my music is good, so I need to be here. You got to build. It's all about rapport and relationships.
Yeah. Excellent. That's very true. I'm married to a professional musician, and when we first got married, first of all, although I'm a musical person, it's very different to actually marry somebody who's also involved in the industry. And one of the things that I experienced as a newlywed was, at first you're excited, you know, you're supporting the person, but then it can be a strain. He was traveling extensively. And so as a person who's on the other side of the industry, there's actually a term called road widows for musicians' wives, because you're married, but your spouse is married to the industry, married to the music, married to traveling. So has that been something that you thought about long term, or have you come across people who, or, you know, partners or people who, you know, are interested in you only for the backstage pass, but they don't understand what comes with that?
At this point, I'm just making known, you know, the people that I surround myself with, they know what it is. They know what it's going to have to be. And if by, you know, any chance they don't understand, then I will have to keep it moving, because it's just, I'm not willing to sacrifice that. You know, I'm not willing to sacrifice that. And if they can understand that, then that's probably not the area
right,
I need to
for
be
them.
In.
Right. Excellent. And I think that needs to be said and also discussed. And I appreciate you, you know, being transparent with us here, because it's not just about our dialogue on this journey during this call. There are people who are listening now, people who will never comment, people who will never call, people who will hear this 3 months from now on iTunes and be blessed by what you said because they needed it at that time. So we're so grateful. Thank you for stopping by.
Oh, man, thank y'all. Appreciate y'all. Go get that Nocturnal Note. Follow me everywhere at Singer Collab. Man, I'll follow back. I love to chop it up with everybody. I appreciate it.
Yeah, that. And we got some more. We got some more questions for you, bro. We got to play your music. We got Miss Mika in the building. She live and
dying.
Hey,
shout out to her.
Sorry, I'm late.
You good, sis. I held it down for you, sis. I held it down.
Absolutely.
I'm sorry. I am tardy for the party today. My son is turning 16, and we had a
Yeah, 16.
I'm getting old. I'm getting old and finer and all this good stuff.
You're getting younger. You're getting younger, darling.
You're getting finer.
That's right. Right. I'm finer. But I had to be here. The guest that we have today is somebody I support. Somebody I've been kind of working with a little bit, and I support him. He has good music. He has a good vibe, a good persona.
Yes.
And it's hard to run across artists that are humble and they're out here trying to get it and grinding all on their own. Any artist that I see who's out here and they really want it and they're not trying to get over on people and they're humble, I want to help those people. Mm-hmm. Those are the people that I want to help and I want to surround. So anybody who's listening to Grind Hard Radio or listening to any one of the thousand shows that Chick Chronicle has, listen.
Thanks for the plug, baby.
To be a part of. You know, I got you. I want them to know and listen. I want them to be on the lookout. Yeah. I want them to be on the lookout for him. You know, he's definitely, I believe that once you guys hear the music, you guys would be like, yeah, that's somebody to look out for. You know, you can kind of hear something in an artist and you want to be like, oh, that's something to look out for.
Yeah, I get
because
good vibes.
It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has good vibes. Good vibe. Always has good vibes. So I wasn't going to miss it. I was like, I got to tune in. I got an earache and everything. But I was like, I got to click in. I got to get there.
So, Ms. Lisa, I want to ask him that one more question real quick. Because he's a very highly intelligent brother. He's a thorough brother, so I want him to let the artists out there that's listening to him right now, how important is it to have your paperwork?
Oh, that's extremely important. It's extremely important as far as, like, you know, when you get to the level that you feel like you need to get to, if you don't have that paperwork right, then you probably gonna get played. It's very important to just... That stuff is serious. That's like, you know, when you're doing your taxes, you need to have all those numbers right. Or something's not going to come back correct with those taxes. And you know nobody wants that. So it's like the same thing. You just want to have that paperwork right so that you can get what you worked for and what you feel like you deserve.
Okay. And the reason why I ask you that, good brother, because I run across artists every day, and, you know, unfortunately, some of them just don't know, which is not a bad thing. You know, when you're ignorant to the fact of something, that means you just don't know, you know. So we need more like you to school folks and let them know, hey, make sure that paperwork done. That is very, very important when you're an artist. Well, I appreciate you, good brother.
Thank you. I'm still learning every day, too. I'm not going to act like I got it all together, but, you know, for the most part, you know, you can never say, oh, I know it all, or I've learned it all. Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to learn today and get better. And, you know, I want to shout out people like Miss Mika and Bika and Big Hef for really, like, staying on me, you know.
Good folks.
Yeah, for sure.
And you know what? Talked about the single? Go ahead.
No, since we were just about to get into the single. Go ahead and take it, Mika. I had got bit by the bug tonight. I was just doing my thing. Go ahead, you got it.
Look, I'm glad to have somebody I can share this driver's seat with. Sometimes it gets hard out here.
Absolutely.
It's hard out here. Tell them a little bit about the single. I know that Bika is hosting the single. We're going to do a fresh new release on the single coming up real soon. Just tell us a little bit about the single. I've heard the single. I can't wait for everybody that's listening here. And if you're listening, dial 323-693-3043. You can talk live right here with us tonight. Tell us a little bit about the single and then introduce the track for us.
Okay. The single is titled I'm On. And with me and the way I think, I deal with a lot of, like, thoughts become things and speaking things into existence. So for myself, I feel like, you know, I'm on. And I was addressing it from a standpoint of just feeling like, you know, I was down at a point. And, you know, when you're down, everybody want to dog you and everybody got something to say. And then when you start to, you know, come up a little bit and everybody, oh, I knew it. And, you know, I kind of addressed that as well as, you know, just me feeling like, in my mind, I'm on with that kind of spirit of when it happened, not if it happened.
Oh, okay. I like the way you say that. Can I know this is kind of, it may be personal for you, but I know, Jit, I'm just coming in, so I'm going to take a couple of minutes up. When I talked to you, you told me about how people used to say, oh, you was big or you had, you know, you were a size that they didn't feel like was comfortable and you lost weight. Tell us a little, because I deal with weight issues. I know a lot of people deal with weight issues, especially in the music industry. To me, what the social media portrays is not what's really real. You know, like, I know a lot of artists who deal with, like, I can't eat this so I can fit into this for this event and things of that nature. So how does that affect you as an artist, your weight gain? And tell us about how you made a change, though. I think that's important. You had a problem. And you made a change. So I definitely want to talk about that if you don't mind.
Okay, nah. We're going to go all the way around with it. Well, first and foremost, it was a, like, quote-unquote problem, but it never stopped me from doing anything I needed to do, from the females to the – it never stopped anything. But I nothing. You know, I was Big Luther, and – I was Big Luther. Now I'm medium Luther now.
But, I know that's right.
It was more like people just, I went to a showcase and they was like, yo, can you cuss on this station or no, none of that?
Yeah, go ahead, say your feet.
Okay, because I want to tell you exactly what they told me, and it was kind of, so I had to perform, and my man said, you got a great voice, but you fat as hell. And so I said, oh, okay, bet. You know, I feel like I got the thickest skin in the world. It's whatever, you know. Like I said, it never had stopped nothing, so I said, okay, bet. I just need to get it right. So in my mind, I'm very well at taking directions when it's pertaining to something that will help me get further. If it's not, you know, something constructive or somebody that's doing something constructive, I'm not listening to it. So I went, stopped eating after 6 p.m. I ate all green vegetables. It was either baked chicken or baked fish. I drank all water and, like, Crystal Light, and I ran 4 miles in the morning at the gym and 4 miles at night at the gym until I went from 360 to, what was it, 190.
Come on here and testify, Doc.
Yes, but I like being big. I'm not gonna try to glorify the swimsuit era. I like being a bigger guy. Being around 225, 230. That's where I'm comfortable. Or I start looking like Tyrone Biggums off of Dave Chappelle or something. can't be had no big head and then a little skinny body or something. I'll be looking like a male Star Jones or something.
That was
see, that's just real talk. Because as somebody who's my weight fluctuates constantly, I've been tagging you on Instagram, so you'll see, like, I literally, it goes up and down. And it's funny, you do draw different people based on your size and also if your hair is natural or not natural. It's weird. It's so weird. People are thinking that's why you have to be comfortable in your own skin. You have to be comfortable in your own skin and know that you're fearfully and wonderfully made, period. That's it.
Yeah, true. Fact.
I'm sorry. I didn't know if I was supposed to speak on it, but it's something I deal with, and I'm transparent.
A lot of people.
I'm down with whatever. I have no issues. I'm down with whatever.
But I think that it'll help somebody to know that they're not the only one. I'm not the only one. Erica deals. Like it's something we all deal with, especially for women. I know I deal with it all the time. I wait. I be skinny one summer. One summer I might be a little plus. One summer I might be a little medium. So you know, it just kind of fluctuates for me. But I appreciate you, you know, chiming in and just saying how you made a change. You did what you wanted to do for you and not anybody else. It was
that's
the changes for you, and I think that's important to make changes for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Introduce us into this track tonight before I take over.
Okay. All right, you rocking with your boy Collab, R&B, pop, don't box me in, artist. Out of Grand Rapids, Michigan, and this is my new hit single. I'm on off the album Nocturnal Notes.
Live on Radio Divas. Let's get it.
Stay on with us.
Oh, for sure.
This is how you make a flip and get it back on level. Just be careful. This is how you make a flip and get it back on level.
I was on my knuckles. You dirty motherfuckers to help me out of pick me up or nothing. Now you're suffering while I'm stuck in. And now I'm about to heat your life with fire. I've been burning them up and I've been cooking, now I'm coming.
I was made for the shit. First you didn't see me, now you waving the shit. Warming up, it's a pre game. Collab is about to be famous, your bitch.
My presence is a present, so in essence, when you smelling that success, all in my fragrance. I know you did me wrong in my mind. I know karma, bet you it won't take that long. Leave me alone, you can't catch me in my zone. Like I'm already on, I'm already on. 8 stories in my home, 16 cars and 19 presidential drones. Security, I know. This life is like you sit. Grand Rapids, Michigan snow.
Let's get back on my soul. Forget I just pushed up off my knuckles. I'm gon' board this plane and kill this stage and get back to my hustle.
This is how you make a flip and get it back on level. Just be careful with my urge. This is how you make a flip and get it back in double. Just be careful.
No, pushed off my knuckles. Show you how to get it double. I know. Flexing my muscle, this life could hurt you. It's nocturnal, no curfew. When you don't got shit, they don't come through. Then you come up, they run through. They be on Hussein Bolt move. Mind on 10, CD on battery. About to drop, gon' get your medicine. I'm already on 8 stories in my home, 16 cars and 18 presidential drones. This life is like you sitting naked in that Grand Rapids, Michigan snow.
Let's get back on my soul. Can't forget I just pushed up off my knuckles. I'm gon' board this plane and kill this stage and get back to my hustle.
Mud, dirt, streets, what erased me? Now you gotta pay me, boy. Birth to the hood, stay with me. Now you gotta pay me, boy.
Oh,
8 stories in my home, 16 cars and 19 presidential drones. Security, I know. This life is like you sitting naked in that Grand Rapids, Michigan snow.
Get back on muscle. Can't forget I just pushed a pushed up, up off my knuckles. I'm gonna board this plane and kill this stage and get back to my hustle.
This is how you make a flip.
That was fire.
Can I get just a little acapella? Let me get just a little acapella of that little part right there.
Which one?
The part, this is how you make a flip.
This is how you make a flip and get it back on level.
Hey.
That was a mistake, to be honest. When I was recording that, I was just kind of playing around with the producer, and I was snapping in the background. You know, you're not supposed to do all that in the studio. He said, you know, we should keep that. And I thought about it for like 3 days, and I was like, yo, that sounds kind of hot. We're just going to keep that.
Yeah. Oh, R&B gangster. I like that. R&B gangster.
I like it. It kind of put me in the mind of like a Jamie Foxx, not Jamie Foxx, but in your own style. You get what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It just had that good feeling. Good feeling music, R&B.
Appreciate that.
Tell all of our listeners how they can follow you, get that single, get your album, when do you think it's going to release, the video, anything that we need to know about you coming up.
First and foremost, I just want to say, just expect from me progressive behavior. I can't promise nothing less, nothing more, just to always to try to get better. And everybody can find me you can find me on Instagram and Snapchat at Singa Collab. That's SingaCallab. You can reach me on Twitter at SingaCallab85. Same spelling, just 85 after it. And I follow back, talk, I chop it up. Love to talk with people that's grinding and focused. And, look out. I'm going to keep going.
Sounds good. If you're not following, follow. We do have a caller online, though. Jay, who do we have?
All right, we're going to take it back to the 870 area code. Last four digits is 9726. You're live with Radio Divas. Who we got?
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
How are you?
I'm great. Hey.
Welcome to Radio
Divas. I got it this time, y'all. I'm on the line this time. I'm on.
We're glad you're here. Glad you're with us.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Hey, listen, I'm
glad
you
to check out the song.
Huh?
Have you enjoyed the song? Have you heard the artist collab?
Oh, yes. I was just listening to it. He has a very unique, very unique vibe. It's a real fresh sound. It's not something that you're going to hear every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Relaxing.
And that's what I want to hear. Something different, you know? Something different. It's real unique. I love it.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, shout out to him. Shout out to him on that one. That was hot.
Shout out to you.
Hey, ladies, real quick, I just want to interject. The caller, she actually going to get her promo on, so we're going to actually finish the interview with Collab. And, Dalton, I want you to stay on the line for us.
Okay. All right. Well, I do want to thank Collab for coming on, being a great guest for tonight, being so open and honest with us here on Radio Divas. Also,
amazing. We're
going to keep that song in rotation here on Radio Divas. Also, I'm going to encourage Jit to get you on some of his other 1,000 shows that he has. Jit is one of the hardest working people I know. And I'm going to make sure that he reaches out to you. I want people to know what you have going on. I want that song to be played as many places as we can get it played. So I'm definitely going to help you with that. Anything that I can do or we can do here at Radio Divas. From me, Quita V, Erica Arthur, my love doctor, we thank you right here on Radio Divas. And tune in for us on Sunday. We got one more Sunday, and then we take a break. But definitely tune in and rock with us.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I definitely will. I'll be promoting y'all's site and promoting what y'all got going on as well. That album, you can get that on Apple Music, iTunes, Google Play. Nocturnal Notes is very diverse to the point where I even have a pop song on there because I just didn't want to be boxed in and I just wanted to be me. It's just all kind of things on the album that, you know, show me as a person and my versatility with music and how I guess it displays how I listen to different genres of music.
Great. I'm going to get it, and I'm going to encourage others to get it as well. Absolutely. Really, really appreciate
absolutely.
You here. Definitely stay locked in and listen with us live and see what we got going on as we close out the night.
For sure. I definitely will stay tuned in. I appreciate y'all. Thank y'all. And y'all have a good, productive week.
God bless.
You as well. You as well.
Blessed beyond measure, good brother.
All right.
Thank
you. All right. Bye-bye.
That's what's up. Good interview. Ladies, we're going to take it back
great
to the
interview.
Caller. Yeah, we're going to take it back to the caller. Who we got on the line, actually? Throw your name out there. You know where we can follow you at and all that good stuff.
My name is Sade Curry, spelled S-A-D-E like the singer. And you can follow me on Facebook. I am avid with Facebook under Sade Curry, as I said.
Okay. All right. Any Instagram, Twitter, anything of that nature?
Yes, I do have an Instagram. I work from Facebook and Instagram. You can follow me at Sade's Got It at Instagram. SadeGotit.
All right.
Got it. That's
thank
it. Okay.
So,
this is what I'm doing, y'all. This is what I'm doing. I'm trying to reach out to the community. I'm starting with the community first. I am a credit agent, and I work for Financial Education Services. We're ranked
A+. You're beautiful, too.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm A+. We rank A+ with the Better Business Bureau. Anybody know what that is? I'm sure you do. We rank with a 99% success rate, and we have removed over 1 million people negative credit ratings. So what I'm trying to do is help my people. I want to help everybody, but I want to start with my community first because we weren't raised to understand economics and finance. We were raised to work. And if you had a line of credit and you could get it, you get it. And if you miss a payment, oh well, I can put it off until later, not realizing that knocks your credit down and knocks your credit rating down. So that's what I'm here for. I'm here to try to help people repair their credit. Like I said, I have 10 programs that I'm offering people, along with credit restoration. I have a program called Rental Karma. Most people don't understand that paying your rent every month is an established line of credit. With that being said, instead of you going into debt trying to get a credit card, I can help you get your rental payments to the credit bureau and get it reported every month with a 30-day grace period. A lot of people don't know that. That's what they don't tell the consumers. That's what I'm here for. I'm trying to empower my people and tell my people about these beautiful programs that I have to offer. Again, the program is called Financial Education Services. I am a credit agent. I have 10 programs to offer, and I'm looking to help people that are looking to help themselves. Contact information, you can call me at 870-824-9726, or you can text credit, and I will give you a response back ASAP.
I'm about to text her. I'm writing this number down seriously.
Hey, I'm open. Yeah. I'm open for business. I'm trying to help and empower. That's it, you know?
Well, and we salute that, darling.
Yeah, thank you.
Get
the number one more time for me.
The number is 870-824-9726.
Okay, we are shouting you out now. We'll be tweeting you shortly, and we're rocking
absolutely.
You on Instagram within the minute. So we got you.
Thank you. Peace.
And
I'm gonna pass this information around. Jaquita does real good with promoting. I'm gonna share it because y'all popping. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Real.
Thank you.
Y'all are popping.
Thank you.
Shout out. We need that.
Woo. Yeah. Radio D was getting
y'all let
up.
Me get me some good credit. It's on out here, y'all.
It's over with. I'm telling you, don't make me have to get.
Yeah. I didn't know about the whole rent thing. Like you can
the
you
rent
know,
thing. That's what I'm
yeah,
talking about.
You
mean to tell me all this time that I've been paying rent? Okay. I'm offended.
Exactly.
They need to talk about that. I mean, this is the type of stuff that people really don't even talk about realistically. You know, everyone's talking about all these other goals in life. We kind of forget that one part that we can't get around, even if no matter how independent we are. You know,
you gotta have some credit. You gotta have some credit in today's time to make it out here. You know,
yeah.
And I think that's something powerful that, especially as a black culture, we need.
Yeah.
We need to be enlightened on. So definitely, shout out to her. Definitely, make sure you guys hit her up.
Thank you.
Yeah, take us into a song for the night. Play me something good. Make me feel better. My sinuses.
I'm gonna make y'all feel better because the next track up is the group. Y'all know they just got back together. It's Escape with My Little Secret, Radio Diva.
Oh my.
Radio Diva. They're right.
See, baby, you're my little secret. Secret. If you don't tell, I won't tell. And that's how we gotta keep it. See, baby, you're my little secret. And that's how we gotta keep it.
Did anybody see ya coming to my house last night? When I got your message in my beeper, that you wanna do everything I like. Alright, alright. I like being in the same room with you and your girlfriend. The fact that she don't know that really turns me on.
Oh,
Love it.
You're My Little Secret. I love that song, but I sure hate the message because a secret will get you beat up. In today's time, secret ain't no good enough, bro. Great song, but I don't know.
It was cute back in the day. It was cute.
So if you listening to Radio Divas, don't get with nobody and get beat up trying to keep secrets. I'm not promoting.
I love it.
I miss you guys. Queen of V, what do you got for us tonight? What do you
I
got?
Miss you
bring us
too.
I miss you guys. What do you got? Yeah. What's the topic for tonight? I know you got something good.
You know,
I can feel it.
I don't even know what I'm still sitting over here thinking about collab over there. Y'all messed me up with that. Listen, I'm over here. You weren't on the show earlier when he first got on there, but we were listening to the first song that he had, Appreciate You, and then he had the nerve to get on the show. Mika, why did he sound like he was singing when he was having a conversation? I was offended. I was very offended because he sounded so nice. So I want to put it out there that I blame Collab for my concentration.
Appreciate You was Tay Kelly. That's Tay Kelly. Appreciate You.
You know what? That's what it was. That's what messed me up. And then it's like I heard him, and it's like it threw me off because I'm like, I know I heard this song. This can't be the same in the bit. So. Sorry, love you, Tay Kelly. You still on my mind. And Collab, you should sound so sexy. So,
I see what it is.
I'm a victim.
Shout out to my baby, Tay Kelly, who just posted on Erica Arthur's comment and told us he loves us here on Radio Diva.
Yes.
That song, Appreciate You, is actually a hot song.
Yeah.
Right now, it is actually
doing
numbers. If you guys have promo videos, I can send you guys the song. You do a promo video to the song, just something kind of singing it, post it, support the song. He posts it. He's actually doing really good numbers right now with that song. And we can always say we had him first right here on Radio.
Hey, and Mika, we just interviewed him. I want to say we just interviewed him Thursday on Ground Hard Radio. He did phenomenal.
Whoa.
You know, we enjoyed Tay Kelly, you know, so.
Yeah, that's definitely. I love to hear that when we have. I love to hear that when we, you know, use the guests on other shows because to me it gives them more exposure.
Yeah,
so
I would
always tell them
if
they hit you up, you know, y'all respond. Don't ignore it. Like, don't do that. Jicky got some numbers. Y'all better get you saying. Don't come on here playing. Y'all better don't embarrass me. You know, but Tay Kelly is a great guy. Him and Collab, definitely both humble guys with great messages, great music. Great music.
Exactly. God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. That's why they're both blessed. Exactly.
Correct. And that's a song we're definitely going to keep in rotation here. I know we're coming up to our last show. Right, G?
Yeah, next week is the season finale, ladies. And
I'm going to invite those guys back. I'm going to invite Tay Kelly back to sing a little bit of that song. So I think.
Oh, we're going to have a party.
Yeah, I think we just have a Grind Hard Radio Divas party. We just turn up, invite previous guests, anybody who want to come. Let everybody tell about, you know, anything they want to talk about. We just have a good time.
That would be awesome.
We go out with a bang until we.
That would be awesome.
That's going to be awesome.
And we had, you know what I love most about this season? We had great audience participation. We had great callers. It made such a difference. Such a difference.
It did. It did, sis.
It did.
I get excited.
It did. It was. We always like we met new faces. We met new people. We were happy to have Quita V join us right here on Radio Divas. And, you know, I know, right? It's like
good addition. She's a good addition.
She is a good addition. She's so fun and live.
Yeah, she is. She's
fun and full of life.
Yeah,
full of life.
Y'all say that until we get around the buffet. I don't want to embarrass you, but it's going to go down.
Well, hey, me neither for that matter, because I like to eat. I love to eat.
I'm just saying, it's going to get ugly.
Oh.
I hope it's seafood.
I like to sneak out the buffet with a little something in my pocket. So, hey, I'm just saying.
We still talking food, right? We still talking about
food. Yeah.
I don't know if Jit talked tonight about the Diamond Awards. He is. Grind Hard Radio is nominated for a 2017
Yay!
Diamond Award.
Please go
vote. Diamond Awards.
I can't wait.
It will be, I can't wait to see you. It will be Sunday, April the 9th. I will
April
be
9th.
In Jacksonville, Florida, there with Mr. Awesome Jit Chronicles himself. I want everybody who's listening, every time somebody gets on your show, G, I want you to say, hey, did you vote? Hey, did you vote? Did you vote? I think in anything, if people know
That's
you're
right.
nominated for something and you ask them, they will vote. But a lot of times,
mm-hmm.
as people, we don't even ask. We don't even ask for the vote. So nobody knows if we don't ask them to do those
exactly.
things. I want you to keep reminding yourself, hey, did I mention that? Did I plug that tonight? I definitely think you deserve it, and I want you to win it. I don't want it
Thank
to be because
you,
you didn't ask
wow.
people to vote. I don't want that
Thank
to be
you.
Wrong.
Yeah.
No.
Please go vote.
Really
hey, I've been screaming that all week.
Yes.
That's part of my dialogue. Please go and vote. Grind Hard Radio.
I'll start in these last few minutes. Yeah, definitely. Just tell us about your party that you had the other night, your anniversary party. What episode was that for you guys?
Oh, wow. That was last
a little
Tuesday.
Bit late.
Thanks, Mika. I appreciate you for letting me get that plug. Yeah, last Tuesday, we celebrated our six-year anniversary. And, you know, I'm going to keep it real with y'all. You know, I've been doing this. I've been doing it actually 7 years because I was on the show prior to Grind Hard Radio. And I asked God to send me a sign, you know, because when we do things, we get tired sometimes. We might want to do some other things, you know. So when we received that Diamond Award nomination, because I've been putting Grind Hard Radio on the ballot for the last 4 years, and this was the first time
wow.
we actually got picked up. And it coincides with us being on the air for 6 years. And then next
wow.
week, we're celebrating our 500th episode. So I feel like
oh.
the Lord is just putting blessings on us.
Thank
blessings.
You, Lord. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And it all happened
dope,
at
dope,
one
dope.
Time. You know, so I asked him to send me a sign, and I think he sent me a very clear sign about where I need to go. So it's all about
congratulations.
Please vote. Thank you. Thank y'all so much.
And congratulations to you, Jit, because the reality is, that, you know, had you given up just one more year, if you said, screw it, I'm not going to put it on for another year, or
mm-hmm.
people forget that you're a father, that you work full time, you're in school. This
I'm
is not
school.
Your only show. You know,
exactly.
just like Mika, you know, she shouted out, Grind Hard Radio is not just Radio Divas. I mean, we have Assault with Sade Show,
mm-hmm.
Grown Folk Talk. We have Miss, oh my goodness, you know how I feel about Miss
So many, too many
like,
to keep up with.
You feel me? Like, honestly, it's a blessing. This is a brother with a vision. It's not just about a job, like dude just brought to our attention, our last guest. It's about thinking differently. Even
mm-hmm.
with financial literacy, thinking differently, multiple streams of income. You all have a vision. That's why you're the captain. You have a vision of you being, excuse me, I'm just going to be obedient and say what I have to say. You have to understand everyone's not going to see what you see and hear what you hear. They're not supposed
mm-hmm.
to. Why? Because you're the captain.
Yeah.
And so it's your responsibility to get the vision, and those, you write it, and then God will send those who help you carry your vision. More than
Amen.
One vision, it's thy
Amen.
Vision. That's why faces have changed over the years. Nothing personal, business is business. More than
mm-hmm.
one vision is division. It's okay. It's going. It's
it
all
is.
Good.
And when I tell you that God is so good tonight, because he was putting something on my heart and you spoke it. Because I was just going to say, hey, well, somebody count you out, God will definitely count you in. You have to encourage yourself and stay motivated. And Jit is definitely one of those people I feel like that has to keep,
Absolutely.
You got to keep motivating yourself daily
mm-hmm.
and reminding
Every
yourself
day.
Why you do what you do and just being obedient. Like Erica Arthur said, you just have to do everything she said. You just have to keep going in that pace. in that
and
moment.
And I asked him.
In that
I asked
phrase.
God to send me a sign. That's what y'all don't understand, ladies. I literally asked him, please send me a sign because, you know, it's, I'm supposed to be going right, but I might want to go left. And he sent me that sign. So, you know, all thanks to the Lord above, to the Most High. That's a living
yeah.
testimony.
Amen. Lord, want to do it. But sometimes we be asking him and we won't listen. So I'm just thanking him that you listen. Because sometimes
yeah.
it's easy to ask God to send you a sign and then you will not listen. You will
mm-hmm.
not listen to anything he's saying or either you block it.
Yeah, and it'd be clear right in your face, too. Yeah.
It'd be clear, you know. So I'm
absolutely.
Just happy that you listen. You listen to
but
what he's
saying. You know what
praying.
I can say? One thing I would like to definitely commend Reinhardt Radio about is that the members of this team, they're strategically picked. When you are a member of Reinhardt, you actually grind hard. We don't just say we grind
absolutely.
Hard and then, oh,
yeah.
you know, this is just something that we're going to talk about and then go about our day. No, we really actually grind hard. There's no such
that's
thing
right.
as I'm going to take a break about five times a day. There's a, oh, okay, so what exactly kind of break are we talking? You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? So I definitely, I feel, I'm very honored. It's every time, it's like I feel an overwhelming sensation every time I say grind hard because I actually feel like I'm affiliated with a team that, okay, you know, people that can match my grind and motivate me to do better with my
mm-hmm.
grind personally. So
yes.
I definitely
yes.
salute the whole team because I see everybody out here moving. I might not be able to touch and speak to everyone accordingly, but I definitely see you. I definitely feel you. Keep paving the way for the ones coming behind. Let's go.
Likewise.
All right, I'm ready. Look, I'm baby Mika. I'm coming behind you. You gotta stay strong, mama.
I appreciate you. I
thank and keep
you.
My
thank
booty
you.
In line. I'm going with you.
Yes. I appreciate you. This has
love
been
y'all.
A good
I really
show
do.
For me. Right, we love you, too.
Yes.
We love you, too. I'm so sorry, you guys, that I was late tonight, but I see it was a great night. I appreciate you guys for holding me down. It looks like when I get on this show now, it's like it goes fast. Erica, do you agree? Like, it's like it breezes by now. It used to be like it took so long to get to the end.
Yeah.
And, like, now when I get here, it's like I don't have enough time to say all the things I thought I wanted to say. So it's, like, crazy to me.
I know. Welcome to my life. Yeah, you know, you got 5 minutes to say something that you can go on for 2 hours. Oh man, I know all
yeah,
about that.
Like, yeah, it's like I know. And we used to be trying to think about how we was gonna get to the end of the show. I know me and Eric.
Okay.
Like, how are we gonna get to the end? How are we gonna get to the end? I know. And we always make it. Anything you guys want to shout out before I close us out tonight, you guys?
Mika, what you got?
Anything? Nothing. I just got, you know what, today has been a good day for me. Really has. My son is turning 16 on Thursday, and
that's
today
amazing.
I just was celebrating with him. I'm a single mother, no baby daddy, no boyfriend, no husband, or nothing. And when I say today was
an
emotional day for me because I was able to do everything for my son that I wanted to do out of my own pocket, and nobody helped me. And I've been in a thankful space all day today. I just really, you know, kind of thank God for allowing me to be able to do things that I wanted to do. And, you know, sometimes we forget to say thank you, a simple thank you.
That's right.
I'm just really in a thankful space today. Very thankful, you know, just being thankful for people to hold me down while I do those type of things. So that's really only thing I got tonight is just be thankful and just say thank you. Sometimes thank you goes a long way. If
Come
Dick
on,
does
yeah,
something
ma'am.
Nice for you, if Erica Austin does something nice for me, I'm going to text her and say thank you. If she sometimes she texts me and I need to text, I say thank you. Sometimes that goes a long way. I can't pay her for everything she says because I'll be paying her all year. But sometimes I just say thank you. You know, I just think that sometimes that's enough. Sometimes we don't say, tell the people that we appreciate. Thank
you.
And it goes a long way. And I just, I thank you guys. I thank everybody who called in. Listen, everybody who's a guest. Everybody who has touched this show. Or he encourages to call in. And I'm just thankful for you all. I'm thankful for everything God allowed me to
much
do. Well,
come on here,
thank
you.
Just in a thankful space. And I'm being honest, today is a humbling day.
I know you're right.
Thankful. Thankful.
Glory to God.
With tears in my eyes.
Don't.
I know that's right. I can't say anything because we're going to end up taking an offering and an altar call. So,
I am. And you guys know I'm not really an over spiritual person, but today I'm just really I can't explain to you how thankful I am. Because they come in so many different ways.
We thankful of you too, sis.
I'm telling you, I took McDonald's money and turned it into money. So don't tell me what God won't and can't do. And I didn't, and nobody.
I know that's right.
I didn't have to call anybody. I had nobody to call, but I didn't have to call anybody. So I'm thankful that my son had a wonderful day.
Yes, God.
And every month, and I'm a close with this, and I hate to be religious, but it's on my heart. Every month, every month, because I work from home, I don't have a job. I work from home, so every month, I'd be like, ooh, I got to make sure I get my rent in the clear. I got to help somebody.
Yeah.
And guess what?
Thank
every month, God tells me the same thing.
Thank you, Lord.
Same way I helped you last month, I'm going to help you this month. So why are you even worrying about it? Every month I make a way. So what makes this month any different than the last? What made this birthday for my son any more less than the last? So why was I even worried? I worried myself and he made a way. It was already made
and I was
worrying about nothing. So stop worrying, trust God, and do what you need to do. And y'all know
Amen.
I'm not overly religious, but I'm really in a thankful spot. I just can't help it.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just really there.
Yes, ma'am.
There's nothing wrong with that. At all.
And I've been around you for the last couple of years, so I know that came from your gut. And somebody did need to hear that, and it's confirmation because our financial literacy agent, Sade Williams, she was explaining if you just pay your rent on time every month, that's already establishing your credit. So that's confirmation for somebody, but it's also encouragement for somebody who's saying that, well, I can't get a credit card right now. How am I going to get my credit up? Just be faithful over a few. Be faithful over a few. If you're faithful over a few, God can entrust you with much. How can he entrust you with a mansion when you can't even keep your studio apartment clean? Huh?
Correct. Want to do it. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. God is using us. I'm just saying. But you guys know. Y'all know how I feel, so you know that came from the bottom of my heart. So I appreciate you guys.
Absolutely.
Each and every person on the show,
I
appreciate you guys. So love to live, live to love, and we're out. Radio Diva.
Always. And make sure you tune in next week, next Sunday, for the season finale of Radio Divas. Keep it locked to groundhardradio.com. We out.
Boom.
Good night, and God bless.
Salute.
Napa Know How.
A Napa guy knows more isn't always better, unless we're talking about full-size vans. These beasts do more than get you from A to B. They have so much space a man can live in it. With shag carpeting, waterbed, and a sweet lava lamp, these mobile abodes have all the comforts of home. With quality parts and plenty of Napa know-how, you can keep the original tiny house running longer, stronger. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.